We present today's words of wisdom, enlightenment, the way to get out of the life and death cycle, in English with subtitles in Arabic, Aulasis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Turkish, Thai, Indonesian, Russian, Spanish, and Urdu. Malaysia ialah sebuah negara yang indah dan dikurniai banyak bukit dan gunung yang diliputi hutan tebal, banyak kawasan pantai yang dipinggiri pokok palma dengan air laut yang kehijauan dan cahaya matahari keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia ialah terdapat banyak pencakar langit yang dikelilingi rumah papan berkaki. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandar raya dan pulau yang indah ialah keistimewaan negara yang indah ini. Agama rasmi negara ini ialah Islam. Namun dalam masyarakat majmuk ini, perlembagaan menjamin kebebasan beragama. Agama utama ialah Islam, Buddha, Kristian dan Hindu. Syamanisme dianuti di Malaysia Barat. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya orang Melayu, diikuti orang Cina dan India. Budaya majmuk telah mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya yang dicerminkan menerusi kaum dan warisan yang pelbagai. Budaya yang pelbagai telah menjadikan Malaysia tempat pelbagai perayaan diraikan. Warisan masyarakat majmuk Malaysia boleh dilihat menerusi muzik dan tariannya yang pelbagai. Banyak tokoh yang mulia berasal dari Malaysia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail dianugerahi Anugerah Kedamaian Gusi bagi hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan. Dan bekas Perdana Menteri Mahathir Muhammad telah dicalonkan bagi Anugerah Kedamaian Nobel 2007. Sebagai seorang ahli kemanusiaan, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah hulurkan bantuan kepada rakyat Malaysia semasa berlaku bencana. Sebagai contoh, pada 1995, menerusi teladan dan bimbingan penuh belas kasihan beliau, Ahli Persatuan kami telah melawat ke rumah Cheshire in Pulau Pinang dan membawa keriangan dengan mengadakan jamuan bagi mereka yang cacat. Semasa jualan amal bagi kanak-kanak buta diadakan pada tahun-tahun yang sama di Pulau Pinang, Ahli Persatuan kami telah berikan sumbangan dengan bekalkan makanan vegetarian, minuman dan sesi nyanyi bersama karaoke. Di Kuala Lumpur, Ahli Persatuan kami mendemarkan pakaian kepada mangsa kebakaran di Gombak Sejurus mengetahui keperluan mereka. Ahli Persatuan kami juga membekalkan snack vegetarian, makanan dan minuman pada hari cuti umum untuk penduduk setempat. Semasa dua kebakaran besar berlaku di Pulau Pinang pada 22 Julai 2000 dan sekali lagi pada 9 Ogos 2000, Mahaguru Ching Hai dengan serta-merta menghantar Ahli Persatuan untuk membantu mangsa kebakaran. Pek berisi buah-buahan, tepung susu serta barangan keperluan lain telah diagihkan. Selepas kebakaran kedua, kejutan kecil telah diberikan kepada mangsa termasuk kipas dan aiskrim. Rakyat Malaysia benar-benar bertakwa dan disebabkan kegairahan mencari pedoman kerohanian, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah terima undangan ikhlas mereka dan melawat ke Malaysia beberapa kali. Sekarang silakan mengikuti syarahan yang penuh dengan kearifan oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai bertajuk Memperoleh Hidayah, Cara Bebas Daripada Kitaran Hidup dan Mati, disampaikan pada 4 Jun 1993 di Malaysia.
Master explain reincarnation and karma.
You see, reincarnation means we still have desire to continue in this material world because we have something that we wish to fulfill. We have something we wish to accomplish. And then we take another birth again. We are born in another physical body. We carry this desired ambition and tendency with us. Only when we have no more desire, no more ambition, then we don't need to be reborn again. So that's what it is. And karma means simply the consequence of every action that we take in this life. That's all. Very easy. Yeah? So we do some good thing, then a good consequence will come. So we do some not very good thing, then not very good consequence will rebound to us. And that's all. Very simple. Karma is just a Sanskrit term for consequence of actions.
What do I have to do if I have already taken another master and have been already initiated by him, though I have not become enlightened yet?
Well, then you should look for another one.
What method of meditation do you follow to feel enlightened?
The one that I will teach you.
开了悟是否还有问题或难题?
会。 刚开悟或是开不大的悟, 当然还会有一些问题。 越开悟越没有问题。
请问你开悟需要具备些什么条件呢? 要怎么样才能接受你的开悟呢?
今天报名就够了。
Please clarify what is enlightenment.
Enlightenment implies light. So during the process of enlightenment, you will see light from within. Very bright, sometimes like thousand suns, but sometimes a little dimmer. It's according to your level of consciousness, according to your belief in your great self. Then you see the light greater or a little dimmer. And besides that, we will hear the teaching from the highest level of heaven, and that sounds like music, but from inside. We don't use the ears to hear it. We use the wisdom to observe it. And use wisdom eye to see the heavenly light. And also sometimes we can see heavenly mansions and heavenly beings. Or we see ascended master like Buddha, Jesus, or other great scientific minds. Yeah, other masters.
When a person make a mistake, has realized the mistake and want to repent, how would this sin be wiped off?
Repent until you don't remember the sin anymore. And then it's wiped off. Although I wash it with water and soap. We don't have any sin actually. In this world, we have many situations that force us into doing something that's sometimes against our conscience. And that's what we call sin. But if we have enlightenment, this light will clean all the darkness. Doesn't matter how much darkness we had before. Once we see the light, all darkness is gone. And all sin will be wiped off in the presence of God. That at the time of enlightenment.
人生怎样才算是有意义?
开悟才有意义。 不开悟的话，吃喝玩乐，然后往生。
Is it possible to lessen one's karma just by chanting your name? Will you fulfill our spiritual and worldly needs by praying to you?
Yes, sometimes. But you should rely on your own power instead of mine. It's better. You'll be more independent instead of depending on me. No doubt you can depend on a spiritual master for blessing in spiritual
field as well as material comfort. But it's just like borrowing money, you know. It's not your own. And besides, you have only enough power to sustain yourself and not to help others, whereby if you are enlightened yourself, then later you can help other people to be enlightened also. And you help 5 generations of the deceased person go to heaven, liberated by your enlightened power. That would be even greater purpose. Yeah?
恐惧由何来?
因为你不知道你的伟大的地方。
请讲解此法门之特征, characteristics 和属性, 如何进入?
你看书太多了。我们这个法门啊, 是不能用语言解释那么多，我只能够说, 在印心的时候, 你们就马上开悟, 那个时候你们就进入我们的所谓的法门。 因为我们法门就印心的时候不讲话的， 这个法门不是用语言可形容。
Why are nations fighting among themselves?
How do I know? I'm not a politician. There are many different motives. Different motives. But the deepest reason is karma, the consequences of our killing. Even killing animals produces war also in the long run.
Please tell us about the Guanyin Bodhisattva's method to meditate and cultivate to improve ourselves for benefits for all beings.
Guanyin Bodhisattva practice Guanyin method, which I will teach you at the time of initiation. All of the enlightened masters in the past practice this method.
宇宙到底是怎么一回事? 人生为什么要生存?
我告诉你过了，你印心了以后你就了解了。因为这种事情，那种问题不是一分钟就可以打好。
2个月前听一位佛教朋友练了一首南无无量寿中药经陀罗尼经后，忽然觉得内心有一种珍惜的感受，而又把之前吃的事物全吐了出来。为什么会这样？
怎么吐？
吐了出来， vomit out。
他刚吃的东西吐出来，当他听了这些经典的时候，真的经典那么恶心啊？有一次在禅坐时，大约坐了30分钟后，忽然大哭起来，眼泪一直流。 哭得很可怜，我知道不是我自己哭，控制不了，当时很清醒，知道不是自己，为什么？那个时候大概有一些佛定的力量啊，佛定的那种众生在你的身上，他受不了，你坐禅太苦了，太惨了，他就哭出来了，大概是这样子了。 你自己一不晓得，又问我，我怎么知道呢？
Is God an enlightened being?
I don't know. That you have to go and ask him.
If a person has no religion or belief, and he is a free thinker, is this wrong in life?
No problem. No problem. Yeah. I said already, We can get enlightenment without religion, yeah? So it's okay, he can think what he wants to think.
我好想应心，但又好无奈，丈夫反对，请师父开示。 师父，我在学方便法打坐，你带弟子去某个地方，为什么弟子的灵魂在哭不止一次，在这里。 我也衷心感谢师父没有分别心的照顾我们母子三个，祝你佛体安康，弘法无阻。
就修观修方便法也会有灵感啊，懂不懂？然后我们就觉得自己会自由了，所以才高兴，在那有感谢心。如果你怕你的先生反对的话，就要跟他讲啊，要跟他拜托，要用那个美人计啊，用什么办法？不然的话，下次回来也许要再有先生了，到时生生世世都被阻挡啊，到什么时候呢？如果没先生，就有太太啊，每次回来都一定要结婚呢、多数人都结婚了，逃不开啊。所以你自己就想办法嘛。我以前要离开家庭的时候，我先生也不喜欢啊，他不要啊，他很爱我，他不要让我走啊。我跟他讲两个月，他就没办法了。我每天讲，讲到两个月以后，他就坚定了。OK， 有想办法吗？
如何处理人类男女感情的问题？
结婚。最简单也要问
Do you believe that God is the creator of all things, living and non-living things?
Yeah, I believe. But depends on what you think about God and what you understand as God. There are God who create humans, I mean the body and the brain. But this is not the creator.The creator is unknown, no form, and in a nameless region, we can't even reach him with the human thought. We have to go above the fifth level, the sixth or seventh level, etc., in order to sense this so-called creator.
I am already baptized as a Catholic.Can I get initiation from you? If yes, don't that mean I will be baptized twice? Is that okay? If I can get initiation, can I still receive communion every Sunday's morning mass in my Catholic church? Please give comment.
Sure. To be baptized twice is better than none, huh? Make sure, just to be sure that you're baptized.
Sometimes when I meditate, I can feel there is heat coming and through my body. What does it mean? Please explain.
I don't know what kind of meditation you do, so you have to clarify it. Yeah? There's so different, many different so-called meditation.
I come from Indonesia and I bring my father who is already 71 years old. We come to get initiation from you. Please have compassion to let him get initiation.
He already passed the age. Normally, we don't recommend the elderly brother to take initiation because it's a little bit difficult for him to sit long time, and also the vegetarian diet might not be easy for him to adjust at his age, worry about his health. So tell him to wait until next birth. But anyhow, he can practice the convenient method, and the master power will have him liberated all the same for his age. Don't worry, don't need initiation, okay?
在家自修，如果不去佛堂，有什么大的分别？
佛堂啊，本来就是一个地方给那些印心的人来共修。原来这个佛堂意思是这样子，就像我们现在共修中心一样。他们印心完以后，每个礼拜或是一两个礼拜合起来共修，听师父的教理，有什么问题？那个问那些负责人的那个师父派来的，然后回答他这样子，还有互相鼓励修行，还有共修加一起打坐的时候，力量很大，就进步比较快。 哎，那原来佛堂是这个意思，不然的话，你们问你们这些佛堂的话，我不负责任了。嗯。
According to the secret doctrine, is it possible for a man to be reborn as an animal?
In the West, certain theories call, in this case, transmigration of souls, is held distorted. They thought this is wrong. Is this true?
Actually, it's nothing mysterious about it. You see, if a human being behaves or desires below human dignity and standard, that means he regrets or he consciously or unconsciously wishes to experience again the animal status of life, of being, yeah? So, the law of the universe will grant you whatever you wish. Therefore, if we have a lot of tendency and to be reborn again, we'll be reborn again, yeah? And if we want to get enlightenment, we want to liberate from this material life, then we get enlightenment. And if we want to be living below human standard, then we'll be granted that experience. That's all. It's not forever. It's just until you satisfy this longing, and then you will go up again. So whatever you want, it's okay. Doesn't matter.
If there is karma, where is the beginning? How did the soul exist in the body in the first place?
You get enlightenment, okay? And all these questions will be answered to you. Mm.
为什么上帝造人不造全部好人？为什么好坏一般？让世界不和平，每天都有战争。
上帝叫我们都本来都善良的，本来都有那个心本善了，后来我们自己选了，自己懈怠了，懂不懂？自己乱做事情，然后那个后果会来，那我们会承受这些后果。那我们那个时候后果是说业障。嗯，比方说上帝叫我们不能杀生，不能偷盗，不能说妄语，不能邪淫，不能喝酒、赌博等等哈。平常不应该，我们自己选嘛，自己乱杀、乱吃啊，乱喝啊，乱做坏事，然后以后我们就应该得到这些不好的后果，那不是上帝的事情。嗯，
为什么我觉得有某种声音？不懂是神或佛叫我，有时候不可以叫我吃肉，叫我吃素食。
嗯，
到某一个时期，我到底是怎样的一个人？我很想解开这个结。
嗯，
我有时心等了好几个钟，又未醒过来，请解答。
你是要吃素吗？要学打坐。要开悟，然后这些事情都会很明白。
到底用什么方法可以即刻开悟？
用这个方法，用观音法门。等一下印心的时候，师父告诉你，用什么方法？
开悟是否代表已成佛？
代表成佛？还不会，还不会那么快。开悟是开始学成佛。就像我们开始上那个大学一样啊，然后后来慢慢来，学完大学了以后才毕业啊。我们完全开悟了以后才说成佛，刚开悟还不是。
开悟到底有几种境界？
五种。
净土是否是最安稳、最方便、最好的法门？
净土，那个地方啊，还看情况啊，因为有一些地方是，有一些人等级还不大嘛，还不高，所以即使在净土，还是有很多不同的等级啊。我们成佛了以后，完全开悟了以后，才是安全。快快！
为什么我人看得到，或有时梦到我的前世因因果果？即我眼前可看到一些神或鬼的，怎么能解开这一切？ 还有旁边有神说要带我回去另一个世界。
那个不很可靠。有时候阿修罗的众生也会这样骗我们，所以先要看清楚那个神是什么神，你问他从哪个境界来的，问他是不是真的神，真的最高的这个师父才跟着他，不能让他骗。你看到前世因果，就是因为也许以前有修行了，现在这个能力还存在，所以还会看到一些。不过看到因果还不是很高的境界，就是第二的境界而已。不过已经很了不起了，很了不起了。
当我们睡觉做梦的时候，那主人是谁？是幻想出来，因缘巧合，随缘显现，还是我们的真性显出来的？
做梦不是很高的境界，而且有时候我们中国人有一句说，日有所思啊，夜有所梦啊，所以我们有时候自己欲望生出来，并非很纯的。
有情众生与无情众生的本性有何分别？
没有分别了，没有分别。不过那种无形的众生，平常我们多数看到就是阿修罗的众生，意思说那种所谓的妖怪了，没什么很高等的那种神仙。
世界上有鬼和神吗？
有了，有了。
以一个佛教徒的角度来看，上师，你的 process of enlightenment 会不会 against the teaching of the Buddha？
Nonsense。 佛教有两种开悟，一种是马上开悟，我们说 sudden enlightenment， 另外一种是慢慢开悟，是叫渐悟，一种是叫顿悟，就是马上开悟，一种是渐悟，渐悟是慢慢开悟。我们贡献你们就是顿悟，听懂不懂？别讲话胡说，讲这个样子还说自己是佛教徒啊？
请问外星人 ET 是否菩萨？
菩萨没这么丑啦，最小看的人像我一样。你们所谓看到那些 ET 哈，看不好看，那些就是人家的气气的人呐、外星人的气气人，懂吗？robot 不是真正的人，他们真正的人也是蛮好看。他们也不是菩萨，他们不是菩萨，他们也许比较高级一点的众生，有一些是阿修罗的众生，而是有一些是第二期的众生，他们也会能够做 UFO 又卖给别的星球，然后他们那个气气发达比我们高级，他们那个气气的方面比较文明而已，他们说不定那个精神方面说不定比我们高，或是修行方面不一定比我们高，就是气气比较发达，科学比较发达。
Can you give enlightenment to people of different karmic developments?
Sure. Normally, we don't have any karma, I told you. It just depends on how you cling to this karma that you will have.
In this world, there are so many schools of thoughts to the extent of some being leading to evil ways. For example,What had happened in America of the mass suicide recently? Please tell us how to differentiate the rightful and evil spiritual leaders before country talk.
You have to see what's the motive of that teacher. Does he want to truly serve the people for people's sake and happiness, or does he want to serve himself? Understand? Does he demand anything from you? Does he want to do anything for him? For example, you know, if you practice and close yourself in a compound and threaten the world with many things, including using violence and arms and guns and all that inside your spiritual, so-called spiritual compound, then you must know this is not the way. You never see Jesus or Buddha with guns or with anything that harm people. You understand? They would rather just die than instead of harming other people. So now you must know, a so-called true spiritual enlightened person must be selfless and demand nothing from the public, including leaving home to serve him or to be with him even. All this you have not from me. For example, I don't demand you to leave your home. I don't demand you to leave your profession. I don't demand your money, not even one penny. I don't demand you to do anything for me. You just meditate and find your own greatness, find your own position, your true position. And if you don't want to do it, it's fine. Understand? You never have a phone call for me, say, hey, come back. If you walk out, you walk out. You know, nothing, no obligation whatsoever. You just do it for yourself. And I do this for you only. Therefore, I only sacrifice, I only give, and I don't take anything. I don't demand anything, no obligation, nothing from you, except you meditate. And even that, if you don't, it's fine. Never ever have any problem. Understand? So you lose nothing, you fear nothing, you are bound to nothing. So that's very free choice, so that at least you lose nothing. You understand? And you have nothing, no obligation for me. So that's very safe for your side, at least. Okay?
What is the purpose and mission for us in this world, and how we can find the answer? What must we do to complete our mission here in life?
See, we have to be enlightened in order to bless this world and to know what we should do.
Why do you ask us to sincerely recite Nam Mo Qing Hai Wu Shang Shi? Is this the only way to be saved and liberated? Is it a form of self-glorification?
Qing Hai Wu Shang Shi is not my name. Yeah? It's the name of the greatest creator, of the Father. Okay? I am his daughter. I just have the same name. Just like you are the daughter of Mr. Wang, then your name also Miss Wang. Okay? Wu Shang Shi is not my name. It's your name also. But you don't know it. You deny your glory. And that is your problem. Don't ask me to deny my glory. But I don't ask you to recite Qing Hai Wu Shang Shi name. It's my disciple who asks you to recite. If you want to, it's not an obligation. If you want to because they think they recite it and it helped them, so they want to share this goodness with you, you take it or you leave it. It doesn't glorify me anymore because I'm already glorified. I know my glory. I don't need you to praise me.
I'm a Chinese Muslim. Can I get initiation and enlightenment? I really
yes.
want to, because I believe you. I have spent a lot of time reading your books for the past 3 weeks.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, by all means. Okay.
本人在佛庙参拜佛的时候，和在心里在想着佛的时候，本人的身体在某个地方会发出 冰冻的气流, 那到底是什么东西?
啊, 这个不好哦。 平常阳气的话, 会让我们觉得很舒服, 温暖, 如果冷了, 大概不对了。
Master, in one of your lectures, you said that only a living master can lead the disciples. My question is, what will happen to your disciple when you pass away?
Understand. That's a very understandable question. You see, I don't pass away because I was never born. Just my physical instrument get rotten sometime, just like your car after 20 years. So after we are connected with each other spiritually, you understand? Because we are not the body, you and I are not the body. Therefore, after you leave the body is still there, but it doesn't function. So you have to understand, basically, we are not the body. So I just borrow the body to connect you with the spiritual power. And even my body pass away, you are connected. And that is important. Understand? I never die, because I never live in this world. Never live physically. Just a physical instrument that we borrow for some time. So don't worry when I go. When the physical body go, I'm always there. Okay? Once we connect, we never apart. Yeah?
I stay near a cemetery. Can I learn your method of meditation? If so, will I experience a lot of underworld beings' disturbances?
No. If you don't experience it now, why do you experience after enlightenment? Perhaps they'll come and thank you for bringing that enlightenment into the cemetery. Huh?
Ianya seronok bersama anda di episod Kata-Kata Hikmah hari ini. Sila sertai esok untuk sebuah ceramah oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai yang bertajuk Bagaimana untuk mencapai keabadian. Tokoh kejayaan siaran selanjutnya di Supreme Master Television. Sila teruskan bersama. Semoga hari anda penuh dilimpahi gelak ketawa dan keriangan serta rahmat syurga. It has been a pleasure to have you join us on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for an insightful lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled How to Achieve Eternity. Models of Success is up next on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. We wish you a bountiful day filled with laughter and joy and heaven's blessings.